بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ووالاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. Respected ulama ikram, respected elders, brothers and friends, and our respected mothers and sisters who are listening at home, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. On behalf of the principal of our madrasa, Hazrat Mawlana Naeem Mutala Sahib Hafizahullah, on behalf of the asatiza of the madrasa and on behalf of the students of the madrasa, I would like to extend a very warm welcome to each one of you. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Indeed, it is a great honor, a great privilege that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to gather here today to be part of this very, very special, this very, very blessed and very, very joyous occasion, the gathering of Khatmul Bukhari. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special favor upon us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered us today in the most beloved place to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for no other purpose but to speak of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to speak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to speak of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is indeed such a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that outweighs every single favor of this world. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he spoke of such gatherings, he referred to them as Riyadul Jannah. These gatherings are a garden from the gardens of paradise. So my dear brothers, today let us inshallah try to sit with utmost respect and uphold and maintain the etiquette and the adab of the masjid. Let us try to derive maximum benefit from this mubarak, from this blessed gathering. And let us abstain, inshallah, from all such acts or such things that will disrupt the spirituality of such a gathering. Inshallah, we will get today's program commenced with a qiraat by Hafiz Shakir Mahmud.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار عذاب النار. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذابا ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله تبارك الله من الله سبحانه وتعالى accept. These are very, very famous verses of the Holy Quran towards the ending of Surah Ali Imran. We hear these verses very, very often from the Qurra, from the Imams when they're performing Salah. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to His Qudra, His power, that is evident in the skies and the earth and in the alternating of the day and the night. He mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would wake up for Tahajjud Salah, that Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says that I spent the night at the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up in the morning and pictured the scene, my dear brothers, live the moment the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waking up while the rest of the world sleeps. And as soon as he would wake up, he would look towards the skies. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite these verses, Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafil layli wal nahar. That verily in the creation of the skies and the earth and in the alternating of the day and the night are signs for people who have intelligence. Who are those people? Alladhina yadhkuruna Allaha qiyama wa qu'uda wa ala junubihim. Those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly while they are standing, whilst they are sitting, and whilst they are lying down on their sides. And they say, Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. Oh Allah, all this that you have created, the skies and the earth and everything else, Allah, you have not created this in vain. Allah, you have created this for a very, very great purpose, to display your qudra and your power. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us love for the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us realize the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, my dear brothers, next we will have a talk which will be delivered by Hazrat Mawlana Abbas Sarigat, Hafidhahullah, who is one of the senior.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَصَبِّرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ذلك هو الفوز العظيم وقال الله تبارك وتعالى لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب صدق الله العظيم. میں اردو میں بات کروں حضرت یا انگریزی میں؟ اچھا تو چلو بالانجلیزیت المنکسرہ بروکن انگلش میں انشاءاللہ تبارک و تعالی. anyway, حضرت مولانا نعیم صاحب, نظر علماء کرام, our qualified student and all the Muslim brothers, السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ. Just very, very briefly, few important points. Our beloved student, they qualified today. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it easy for me and make it easy for you also, inshallah ta'ala. But Hazrat Maulana Naeem sahab, before I start my talk, Maulana say 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ وَلَسْتُ أُرِيدُ أَنَّنِي صِرْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Anyway, I recite three ayat-e kareema. First ayat-e kareema, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, para 13. And second ayat kareema, fasbir li hukmi rabbika bi annaka ayunina, para 27. And third ayat kareema, very, very famous ayat kareema, ala inna awliya allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Thereafter, just a benefit for our qualified student, the very, very famous kitab in Arabic language, name of this kitab, Wahyul Qalam. Name of this kitab, Wahyul Qalam. And writer of this kitab, Mustafa Sadiq Rafi'i, Rahimahullahu Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Mustafa Sadiq Rafi'i, he was born 1298 after the Hijrah, and passed away 1356 after the Hijrah. That is meaning when he passed away only 58 years he was old. Mustafa Sadiq Rafi'i. He wrote this kitab, Wahyul Qalam. And Wahyul Qalam, this kitab in 3 volumes. Volume number 1, volume number 2, volume number 3. Al-Mujalladu al-Awwalu, Al-Mujalladu al-Sani, and Al-Mujalladu al-Salisu. All the 3 volumes he wrote, 1,176 pages. That is the very, very briefly introduction for Kitab Wahyul Qalam. On Wahyul Qalam, page number 800. From page number 800 till page number 6. That is meaning in 6 page, he wrote one very, very beautiful story and he put the heading Al-Asadu. First he put the heading Al-Asadu. And thereafter he wrote all the, what is the waqia and what is the qissa. But I think if I explain the whole story, maybe take 50 minute time or maybe 60 minute time. And my time is very, very limited. So I just mention only few important points. But when 15 minute is finished, then we'll see inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Anyway, this very, very famous kitab, Wahyul Qalam. And I give whole reference also, page number 800. From page number 800 to page number 86, that is meaning he wrote whole the story on 6 page. And who's Mustafa Sadiq al-Rafi'i? I read Ustad Ali Tantawi rahimahullah ta'ala. He also very, very great writer and great adib also and great muarrikh also. He wrote about Mustafa Sadiq al-Rafi'i. Mustafa Sadiq al-Rafi'i la yaktubu bi midadihi walakin yaktubu bi dam kabidihi. Maza yaqul? Yaqul al-Ustad Tantawi. Who's Mustafa Sadiq al-Rafi'i? Mustafa Sadiq al-Rafi'i la yaktubu bimidadihi walakin yaktubu bidam kabidihi. Mustafa Sadiq al-Rafi'i jab wo koi mazmoon likhte hain to wo ink se nahi likhte hain, wo khune jigar se likhte hain. Walakin yaktubu bimidad kabidihi bidam kabidihi. وہ اپنے جگر کے خون سے لکھتے ہیں. That is Mustafa Sadiq al-Rafi'i. Did Mustafa Sadiq al-Rafi'i mention one story? Imam Abu al-Hasan al-Hammal. Imam Abu al-Hasan al-Bunan al-Hammal al-Zahad. They wrote story of Abu al-Hasan al-Bunan. And he was passed away 322 after the Hijrah. And wrote whole the story of Imam Abu al-Hasan al-Bunan, his student Abu Ali, Ahmad bin, Muhammad bin, al-Baghdadi. And he also passed away 322 after his Ustad passed away. After 6 years, he also passed away. Ustad passed away 316 after the Hijrah, and his student passed away 322 after the Hijrah. His student Abu Ali Ahmad bin Muhammad al-Baghdadi, he said, I was in Baghdad, and when I heard the story of Abu al-Hasan al-Banan, then I traveled from Baghdad, and I come back to Cairo, and I find out, Aina Abu al-Hasan al-Bunan al-Hammam al-Hammal al-Zahid al-Wasiti Aina yaskunu. I find out where is there Abu al-Hasan al-Bunan rahimahullah ta'ala. Then somebody guide me and I went to his madrasa and I take admission also in his madrasa, And thereafter I spent some time, and after few days, when passed after few days, then I asked Abu al-Hassan al-Bunan, ماذا حدث بينك وبين أحمد بن طولون? What is the happen between you and between Ahmad bin Tulun? And everybody knows who's Ahmad bin Tulun. Ahmad bin Tulun, he was the king in Cairo. And his kingdom, ulama is mentioned, till 26 years full, he was the king in Cairo. He said, I want to try to ask my beloved Ustad, what happened bainaka wa baina Ahmad bin Tulun? ولكن كما قرأنا وكما قرأتم نصر بالرعب he the student Abu Ali Ahmad bin Muhammad al-Baghdadi say I want to speak and I want to try ask him but no himmat, no quwwat and no taqat. How can I ask my beloved ustad? Anyway, and now listen, who's Abu al-Hassan al-Bunan al-Hammal al-Zahid al-Wasidi, who's Abu al-Hassan al-Bunan? He said, حينما كنت جالسا مع أستاذي, suddenly I was sitting with my ustad, Abu al-Hassan al-Bunan, قدم عليه رجل. And one person came to Abu al-Hassan al-Bunan, and he said, Hazrat, ud'u li. Hazrat, I came, just make dua for me. I got very, very big problem. Then Hazrat say, what is the problem you got? I cut out many, many story also, because time is not enough. Anyway, قَدِمَ عَلَيْهِ رَجُلُونَ. One person came to Abu al-Hassan al-Bunan, and he asked, oh Abu al-Hassan al-Bunan, udu'u li, make dua for me. I got one problem. Then Abu al-Hassan al-Bunan say, what is the problem? Then he say, أَقَرَّزْتُ رَجُلًا ثُمَّ كَتَبْتُهُ قضية القرض على ورق مكتوب ثم بعد ذلك وقعته ووقع عليه ولكن الوثيقة التي كتبت عليها قضية الدين قد زيعت وأنني أخاف أما أن إذا ذهبت إليه لآخذ منه قرضي فيمكن أن يعبى إلي فَكَيْفَ أَجِدُ الْوَسِيقَ أُدْعُ لِي. Then they قَدِمَ عَلَيْهِ رَجُلُونَ. One person came to Abu al-Hassan al-Bunan, and he said, Hazrat, I got big problem. Just make dua for me. And normal people, when get problem, then come to ulama. He said, bhai, make dua, I got this problem. Abu al-Hassan al-Bunan, rahmatullah alayhi, asked, what is the problem? He said, one of my friends, I give it to him some loan. I give it to him some money. And after they give it the money, Quran say, إِذَا تَدَايَنْتُمْ بِدَيْنٍ إِلَىٰ جَلٍ مُسَمَّنْ فَكْتُبُوهُ. Quran say, فَكْتُبُوا. When you're dealing with somebody, then Quran say, فَكْتُبُوا. Quran never see, فَجَعَلُوهُ فِي computer. Quran never say put in computer. But Quran say, فَكْتُبُوا. Why? Because sometime computer offline, but paper not offline. All the time paper is not offline. Allahu Akbar. Imam Ibn Shihab Zuhri Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He was passed away 124 after the Hijrah. Very, very lengthy story. Imam Ibn Shihab Zuhri Rahmatullahi Alayhi. One day sat down on the minbar, and after the sitting the minbar, he make a'lan, in my computer, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, 5,000 muhaddisin, life story I got my mind. You can ask me about any muhaddis, aina wulida, mata wulida, mata tuwfiya, kama hadithan rawa'anuhu, I can tell immediately time, your computer offline, my computer can't be offline. That is Imam Ibn Shihab Zuhri Rahmatullahi Alayh. This person say, Hazrat, I give it somebody loan, big amount, And I write also everything on the paper. He also sign. I also sign. But I never make photocopy. Only one copy. And I forget. Maybe photocopy machine also not working that time. I got only one copy. And suddenly this one copy also is lost. If I go to this person and I ask, if I give it my money, then he say, what is the proof you give it to money? Where is the proof? But I haven't got any proof. How can I ask my money? Then Hazrat say, all right, it's bad. And day after Hazrat say, Al-ana inni kabirto. Min babi sami'a yasma'o. Kabira yakbaro. Al-ana inni kabirto. Al-ana inni sartu za'ifan. Now I am very, very old. Wa'uridu akulu al-halwa. And I want to some mithai, some sweet. Buy and bring some sweet. Then this person say, mal munasabatu bayn al-babi wal-hadithi. Mal munasabatu bayn al-babi wal-hadithi. Bab is another thing. And Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi bring hadith another one. No munasabat in bab. And no ta'alluq, no matching. Bab and hadith. Then Hazrat say, I want to make dua. And you say, buy mithai. What is the munasabat bayn al-su'ali wal-jawabi? What is the ta'alluq and what is the matching? I say, make dua for me. Because I paper is, I am lost. And you say, go and buy some sweet for me. Buy some mithai for me. Mal munasabaton. Then others say, la tatahaddas kaseera. Don't talk so much. Just go and buy some mithai. This person, he went to some marketplace and bring some mithai. And you know, that time, not too much advance. That time, people, when they're selling good and making some package, the all the paper, they use it. You know, we also remember, we was when it's going like grade 4, grade 5, grade 4 is finished, all the book we took on to some shop, buy this one, and give it maybe some 1 rupiah also, and 2 rupiah also. Others say, you go and buy, bring some mithai. This person, he went to some mithai shop, some sweet shop, and bring one packet. Hazrat say, open this one. And because there was sweetness, they packed maybe 2-3 paper. Then Hazrat say, open. When it is open, Hazrat say, put sweet one side. One paper is take out. Put in dustbin. Second paper is take out. Put in dustbin. When third paper is come out, هَذِهِ الْوَسِيقَةُ الَّتِي كَتَبْتَ عَلَيْهَا قَزِيَّةَ الدَّيْنَ خُزْ بِهَا وَذْهَبْ إِلَى ذَلِكَ الرَّجُلِ وَخُذْهُ مِنْهُ قَرَضَ الَّذِي أَدَّيْتَهُ. Sheikh said, take this paper, go to this man, and show to him, that is the proof, bring my money. Then Sheikh Abu Ali, Ahmad bin Muhammad al-Baghdadi said, what is the maqam, and what is the martaba, for my Sheikh Abu al-Hassan al-Banan, al-Hammam al-Zayid, al-Wasiti rahimahullah ta'ala. Day after, bottom line, high light is coming. And day after say, Hazrat, eat this mithai. Then Imam Abu al-Hassan, what he say? At'im hadhihi al-halwa. Aw hadha al-halwa. At'im hadha al-halwa. Sibyanaka. Amma nahnu la nakulu ma tashtahi al-anfus. Tashtahi al-anfus fil akhira la fid dunya. تشتهي الأنفس لا في الدنيا ولا في الآخرة. That is the important lesson for our qualified student. تشتهي الأنفس لا في هذه الدنيا بل في الآخرة. And Sheikh say, take this paper also and take this mithai also. Anyway, Ahmad bin Tulwan. But my time is over, bhai. Mera time khatam ho gaya. Oh, time is over, bhai. So inshallah wa ta'ala, alright, I just rape quickly. Ahmad bin Tulwan, and with Ahmad bin Tulwan, he was a king till 26 years in Cairo. And Mustafa Sadiq al-Rafi'i wrote about Ahmad bin Tulwan, lahu yadane, walikulli rajulin yadane. He got two hands, and everybody got his two hands. But what did I? لَهُ يَدٌ مَعَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَلَهُ يَدٌ مَعَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. He got two hands. One hand what the malaika, and another what the shayateen. What is the meaning? Ahmad bin Tulun, he got some beautiful qualities also, and some bad qualities also. They also side with everything. Anyway, he got one problem on in time. Ahmad bin Tulun, he got one problem on his time. Chief Justice in Supreme Court, and name of the Chief Justice, Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba. Now Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba is came. He take another 10 minute time. Day after come Ayas ibn Muawiyah. Day after is came Shuraih Qazi. Everybody take 10 minutes, another 30 minutes. Anyway, he got one problem. Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba. And who the Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba? But leave it, Maulana make ishara, make short and short. Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba, very lengthy story. The Rijal wa Sharh Ma'ani al-Athar, they also is written. And on this kitab also is written. Anyway, Ahmad bin Tulun, he became angry. And he took Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba and put in jail. He was Chief Justice in Supreme Court in Cairo till 11 years. And some ulama said till 21 years. I read both rivayat, both narration. 21 also and 11 also. But Ahmad bin Tulun, they took Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba in the jail. When Ahmad bin Tulun put Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba in jail, then Abu al-Hassan Banna, he went to Ahmad bin Tulun to make shifaris and say, why you put Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba in the jail? Then Ahmad bin Tulun say, now not only one, but now is two. You also going in jail. Because why you came to make shifaris for Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba? I just cut off so many story also. Anyway, then Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba also in the jail. And Abu al-Hassan al-Bunan, al-Hammal, al-Zaid, al-Wasiti, he also in jail. After a few days, Ahmad bin Tulun decide, now what can we do, what Abu al-Hassan, and what can we do, Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba. He said, all right, David, Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba, one side. First we sorted out problem with Abu al-Hassan al-Bunan. And they took out Abu al-Hassan al-Bunan from jail. And this big, very, very empty ground, empty place, big ground, like cricket stadium and football stadium. They put central in central, Abu al-Hassan al-Bunan in the ground. And they after all the four corner, big wall also. And Abu al-Hassan Bunan on the ground, on center place. And day after, when 3 days is passed, Abu al-Hassan Bunan alone. And till 3 days, Ahmad bin Tulun, he got one lion, sheep, one lion. He never give any food till 3 days. When 3 days is over, the thousand of people is come. Whole Cairo is come out. What happened today between? Not between Bayna Rajulaina, or Bayna Sabiyaina, or Bayna Tiflaina, or Bayna Shab Bayna, or Bayna Al-Abi Wal-Ibna, or Bayna Al-Marat Wal-Zawje, wa hunaka munaza'atun Bayna Al-Asadi, wa Bayna Abi Al-Hasan Al-Bunan. بعد مرور سلاسة أيام ما أكل الأسد وما شرب وما قدي إليه شيء من الأطعمة حتى مضى عليه سلاسة أيام لكي يدخل الأسد ويأكل أبي الحسن تماما وليكون بطن الأسد مقبرة لأبي الحسن مقبرة لأبي الحسن. 3 days passed, and after the 3 days passed, Ahmad bin Tulun give order, leave it a lion, he can go inside, in the ground, he can eat Abu al-Hassan Banan, and stomach of lion, he became a qabar for now Abu al-Hassan. Anyway, the lion enter inside, Abu al-Hassan Banan, rahimahullah ta'ala, he was sitting. And day after right, wataraqa ra'asahu, he put his head also is down, and suddenly lion is came. But when suddenly lion is came, then Abi al-Hassan Bunan rahmatullah alayhi say, Ya Rabbi, inni akhafuka O my Rab, I God fear you. And even Nabi say, Man khaf Allah, khafahu kullu shayyan. If anybody God fear from Allah Ta'ala, then everything fear from him also. Abu Hassan Banan sat down quickly. Ala inna awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim, wala hum yahzanun, alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun, fasbir li hukmi rabbika, fa innaka bi ayunina. Allah say, make sabar, I look after you. Fa innaka bi ayunina, I look after you. Line is came. But when he came, and when he see Abu Hasan Bunan is sitting, then suddenly break. Suddenly is break, car is get fractured. Yeah, suddenly break also is fell, and he sat down. And oh, thousands of people just waiting, what happened now? What happened now? What happened now? But Abu Hasan, la hamman, wala huznun, wala ghamman, wala fikrun. Abu Hasan Banan, rahimahullah ta'ala say, ka'annani rawzatun min riyazil jannah. Like I am garden of Jannah. No any fikr, no any fear, no any khawf. He sat down properly. And day after, lion also sat down. And day after, he stand up. And after they stand up, he take step by step, step by step. And he come in front of Abul Hasan. And he sat in tashahud condition, like a qualified student. Yeah, he also sat down in front of Abul Hasan. Maybe he came to take sanat from Abul Hasan. And he also sat down, a quiet way, soft way, nice way, and sweet way, sat down. That is the second stop. And day after also, Abu Hasan Bana never got any worry, never got any fikr. And day after again, lion come to more close to Abu Hasan al-Bana. That time people say, now time is coming, and we get ready, and we can read inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The people try to read this dua, but lion is scam, and he is smelling body of Abu Hasan al-Bana. Come on, yasummu al-kalbu sahibuhu, like dog smelling his friend. Lion also is scam, and they start smelling body of Abu Hasan al-Bana. Then lion also asummu minhu laysa indahu khawfun siwallahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Lion say, no any khawf, no khawf my side also, only khawf Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala. And he sat down. What the adab, what the respect. He sat 5 minute time, 10 minute time. Ahmad bin Tulun on high place. Everything look, what happened? When 30 minutes, 45 minutes is over, then Ahmad bin Tulun say, no, nothing happened. Take out the lion. When they take out lion, lion also is come out. And day after say, bring Abu Hasan Banan also. When Abu Hasan Banan is came, again to Ahmad bin Tulun. Then Ahmad bin Tulun asked, kaifa haluka? Then Abu Hasan Banan say, laysa alayya ba'sun wallahi. Laysa alayya ba'sun wallahi. No any problem, no anything for me. Alhamdulillah, I am what the peaceful and what the itminan. Then Ahmad bin Tulun asked, walakin ra'aytuka mutriqan rasaka. But I see all the time put your head on the down. What you thinking? You are thinking maybe write some wasiyat also for your wife, for your children also. He say, no, that is his bottom line is coming. Highlight is coming. He say, what you thinking? He say, innama ufakkiru. Innama ufakkiru. Lu'abul asadi. Tahirun. Amnajisun. Lianna hana waktu salate. Lianna hana waktu salate. Innama ufakkiru. Because when lion is come to me, and he try to kiss me, then some water from his mouth is come out, and they make dirty my body also, and my clothes also, So I am thinking, whatever has come out, mouth of a lion, that it is pure or unpure, that it is park or not park, because time of namaz already is coming. I got to worry, if I am die, no problem, by namaz not become qaza. Innama ufakkiru hal lu'abul asade tahirun am najisun. That is the bottom line. And very good lesson for our qualified student. When go you and enter in house also, even today also, lunch time also, and he never hit. He said, why you qualified? Why you never hit? Innama ufakkiru fi mas'alatin fiqhiyyatin. Innama ufakkiru fi mas'alatin tafsir. إنما أفكر في مسألة الحديث إنما لا أفكر في مسألة الزوجية. I never got worried about marriage, but I got worried في مسألة فقهية مسألة الحديث. أبو الحسن بن بناي before he died he never got on worry, but what he say, لعاب الأسد طاهر أم نجس. لعاب الأسد طاهر أم نجس. That is the lesson. You are qualified, but that is the end. But now it is the start. Somebody see Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi. And who's Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal? Leave it next time. Somebody see Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi. And he was got ink pot in his hand. And that time, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, more than 70 years is old. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, he was born 164. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi passed away 241 in Baghdad. Somebody see Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, he got ink for his hand. And that time more than over 70 years is old. Then somebody asked, Ila mata fi yadeka hadhihi dawaku. Oh, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, until we, in your Mubarak hand, hadhihi dawaku, this ink pot. Then Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal would say, you also write, not your book, but your heart. La taktub fi kulrasatika. Main talba se kehta hu, kaapi mein na likho. Salana jalse ke baad kaapi dasbin mein jaati hai. Kaapi mein na likho, lohe dil par naksh karo. Yahan par likho, yahan par aakani kya likho. Safina pe nahi likhna hai. La taktub ala safina, bal taktub ala qalbika. Apne dil ke upar main likho. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi. Somebody asked, al midadu ila matabi yadika. Fa ajaba. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal ne farmaya, al mihbaratu. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi ne farmaya, al-mihbaratu ila al-maqbarati. Al-mihbaratu ila al-maqbarati. My ink pot and my pen is going with my coffin. With my qabr also. That is Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Now Abdullah ibn Mubarak is came. But time also is came. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakallah.
Jazakumullah khairan Hazrat Maulana for the very inspiring talk. Inshallah, Maulana will be having a talk tomorrow morning after Fajr in this masjid, inshallah, so everyone gets the complete bayan, inshallah, can attend the bayan after Fajr tomorrow, inshallah. Next, inshallah, we will have address by one of the senior ulama of our Durban area, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Maktasab. Maulana needs no introduction whatsoever. Maulana is the ustad of many of the Hufaz and the ulama in Durban and around the country and other parts of the world as well. So inshallah we call upon Hazrat Maulana.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salam wa Sayyidina Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much has been said. How much can you eat? What have been said, you rather digest that. That is sufficient for everyone's life, especially for the students. No doubt, alhamdulillah, a very big lesson has been taught to all of us. However, there's one advice which I would like to say to every one of you all, is that we have heard of Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh. He's very, very great. wrote so many kitabs. I don't have to talk to you about his life. But you know very well that once when he was going with a caravan, and on the way, the looters took all the goods from all the people. So when he went there to the looter, the leader of the loot, he said to them only one thing, he asked him. He said, listen, do me a favor. You've taken my goods, I'm not concerned. But only one thing I want back. He said, what is that? The hard work that I achieved in my madrasa, please give me back those kitabs. So when he said that to him, the leader told him that I'm surprised at you, that your knowledge is still in the books. That until the knowledge in the books will remain with you, whereas the knowledge must stay in your heart, that even if someone has to take away your books away too, it makes no difference to the knowledge. So that is what is wanted. Knowledge is there in the books all the time. But more importantly, that knowledge must come into you. You must become part of the knowledge. He's one student, Imam Ghazali Rahman, one student, who stayed very long with him for a very long time. After some time, he began to think that, you know what, I'm studied for so long. What is mufid ilm and what is ghair mufid ilm? Knowledge that is benefit and that knowledge is not benefit. He began to think so much, but in the end what happened, he decided that he cannot get any answers. He asked his ustad. Remember one thing, that you have qualified today, but you still got a ustad. You must not be under the impression that now you got a sanad, now you passed. Mahazat Muhammad Masula Sahib Rahman says, Dora means Dora, two rasta. One is right hand, one left hand. Now you have to decide which road you want to take. That's why you got to ustad to tell you which road to take. Until unless you look after your ustad and respect your ustad, your knowledge would increase all the time. There was a very great saint, you know, when he went to sea, he went to another place. He saw there that people were missing, all his students come to meeting him. One student who was very intelligent did not come to meet him. So he asked, you know what, what's happening, you know, where is that certain student? Jaza, that student is very, very busy attending to his parents, mashallah. So the ustad said that alhamdulillah, he will get an increase in his age. But if when you show respect to the ustad, you get increase of knowledge. So the respect for ustad is very important. Now, when respect for ustad, not in the front of him kissing his hand, respect in time with him when he's ghaib, when he's not present with you, must be more respect. Because many a time the person respect ustad maybe because in front of you they just show respect, that is maybe fake also. But true respect in ustad is that when he's not in front of you, then you bow down to whatever he says, what you make sure you support him, you make sure you protect him. That is what God ustad. So this student wrote to him, Hazrat, you know, I'm very concerned that it so happened that I'm, you know, I don't know what is mufid ilm and ghair mufid ilm, please help me out. Ustad was very impressed. Imam Ghazali Rahman was very impressed. And he gave a lot of du'as. In this incident reminds me of the incident of Hazrat Thamir Rahmatullah Alayh. Today you all are very happy that you're getting Dastar Bandi or you're getting your sanad, mashallah. When the time of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah, when the Jalsa was prepared, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah went to Hazrat Mawlana Yaqub Nanuti Rahmatullah, the Ustad, Sadr Mudarris. Hazrat, please do not have Jalsa. Please do not have Jalsa. He said, why? We will disgrace the madrasa. We will disgrace the madrasa. We're not fit to be having a jalsa. So what the ustad at that time was so impressed, he said, Afikat mat karo. You can think whatever you want. We know how you are and who you are. We know how you are and who you are. So in other words, every student must think like that, that I'm not fit for the Jalsa. I'm not fit for the Jalsa. They spoke like that, that I'm not fit for the Jalsa till the whole world is talking of them. Why? Because they respected the Ustad. They respected the knowledge that Allah Ta'ala gave them. So that's why Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah was giving dua and told him, listen, you spent so many years with me, the nasihat that you got from Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every day you didn't call Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that's nasihat, so much nasihat. What nasihat now I must give you? In other words, a student, when in his student life, he was supposed to be so much engrossed in the hadith of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My Hazrat to say, when students will come, he should tell them, "Kacha, mashallah, dore mein hai aap. Mishkat tak to masail tak pahunch gaye the. Aur abhi to Bukhari Sharif pahunch gaye to fazail par pahunch gaye honge. Fazail, you know fazail? Now whenever you are going to speak in a masjid, mashallah, you give bayan, read tahajjud namaz, read ishraq namaz, the listeners will think, mashallah, the ustad, the maulana is telling us, he's doing that too. And you tell, you know, do not miss one takbir ula too. When you give them all that kind of nasihat. So it's obvious that the mass, the congregation will think, you know, mashallah, maulana is giving us his advice. He must be reading tahajjud namaz. He must be not missing takbir ula too. So what will happen on that day? In other words, he's thinking good of you. Are you doing that or not? Are you doing that or not? Because today I've noticed that takbir ula is something no one wants to partake part in. Halaki the masses big takbir ula, but the ulama, khuda kare, you know, it's sad to say, but I have to say it. They are the last to come to the masjid and the first to go away. Not because of they're doing something wrong, because they do not know what is right and wrong. Masajid is something. In other words, Hazrat Thani Rahmah, Hazrat Husayas, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu once came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and saying he's crying, he's, Abu Bakr, why are you sad, so sad? Hazrat, I lost so many sheep, so many animals, so many goats and so many slaves. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Abu Bakr, I thought something else. So what do you mean, Ya Rasulullah? I thought you missed the takbir wula. I thought I'd miss that. Takbirullah. Ya Rasulullah, takbirullah is so important. Abu Bakr, everything in this world, the slaves and animals and whatever you lose, everything equivalent to this world cannot be equivalent to one takbirullah. Sri Saqati Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he missed one takbirullah, he kept fast for 2 years. Hazrat Mullah Hashim Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he missed the Takbirul after 33 years, when he went to one Jalsa in Deoband, and the people are meeting him, in that meeting he missed it, Takbirul Asr Namaz. When he looked at his face, he was finished. Like, when zindagi kharab ho gayi. That was their condition, because whatever they read, they should put into practice. Whatever they read. So Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah, I told him only one thing, that no doubt all advice was given to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But I only give you one thing. And that is what? That is that whatever, do not waste your time. Do not put any kind of, you know, there must be no such thing as few time in your life. Your occupation must be every time beneficial to everyone, benefit to everyone, not, and a minute must be of any kind that not benefit to anyone. Either benefit to you, or benefit to everyone else, that is very important. Every moment. And you say that person who involves in all kinds of futile, Allah Ta'ala turns his nazar away from him. When Allah Ta'ala turns the nazar away from, especially a talib ilm, I can't say Maulvi, because today Maulvi nahi hai, Mooli hai. Mahazrat to say, Maulvi nahi hai, Mooli hai. You know what Maulvi? Maulvi is Allah wala. Maulvi is Allah wala. And Mooli is radish. So people eat the radish up very quickly. Maulvi is Mola wala, Allah wala. If you only know who you are, you wouldn't apne aap ko pehchano. Hazrat says, apne aap ko pehchano, Maulvi hai, Maulvi, Allah wala. That in other words, become Allah wala. Ke Allah wala, you gave me that title now. Maulvi hai, to Allah wala taqe. And the biggest quality Alim must have in him, the greatest quality, man tawadha lillah. Man tawadha lillah. The more knowledge you have, the more humility you have. If knowledge brings pride in you, then shaitan becomes pride. There was no one more knowledgeable than shaitan. There was no one more ibadat than the shaitan. But in the end, what happened? What took him away? That he became Azazil. From Azazil, he became shaitan. It's because of pride. So an alim, if he has pride in him, then he's a brother of shaitan. And an alim, who got tawazu in him, then he is more closer to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam than anyone else too. So may dua to Allah ta'ala, I've been giving certain amount of time. I'm not Hazrat. Hazrat can full time, not me. But whatever I have said, Allah ta'ala is from Amal Karim, tawfiq nasib. Very important to understand who you are. Apne aap ko pehchan. Respect of mother, respect of father, respect of ustad, respect of people. You respect people, people respect you too. And the only way they can come into the respect your knowledge that you have in you. To spend more time, as been said, as far as possible. Your kitab must be your friend, not your cell phone. Not your cell phone. If your cell phone becomes your friend, then your kitab will go away. Allah ta'ala mani hifazat kare. Jazakallah.
Zakir Hazrat Mawlana for those very, very important advices. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq and the ability to implement these advices in our life, inshallah. Next we'll have a nazam, inshallah, by Hafiz Sufyan Tiyul, inshallah. In this nazam, the composer implores those students of Bukhari Sharif to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great ni'mat, this great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has allowed the student to study this monumental work, and he implores them to inculcate in them the qualities that a student of hadith should have in him.
Shukar Rabka Adarakna Bukhari Padne Walo Tum Shukar Rabka Adarakna Bukhari padhne walo tum husoone ilm tha maqsad amal apna mission kar lo jo sikha hai sikhao tum amar apna ye fan kar lo ادا حق اس کا صدا رکھنا ادا حق اس کا صدا رکھنا بخاری پڑھنے والوں تم شکر رب کا ادا رکھنا بخاری پڑھنے والوں تم شکر رب کا ادا رکھنا بخاری پڑھنے والو تم قرآن کا حق ہے کیا ہم پر رب کا پتہ دینا نبی کی پاک سنت سے گلشن سجا دینا صلی اللہ علیہ یوں ہی روشن دیا رکھنا یوں ہی روشن دیا رکھنا بخاری پڑھنے والوں تم شکر رب کا ادا رکھنا بخاری پڑھنے والوں تم شکر رب کا ادا رکھنا بخاری پڑھنے والوں تم ye phal ab pak chuke hain to rahenge na baaghon mein hua mani ka haq pura ye rakh lo dimaaghon mein hua mani ka haq pura ye rakh lo dimaaghon mein na khud mein ana rakhna na khud mein ana rakhna bukhari padhne walon tum shukr rab ka ada rakhna bukhari padhne walon tum shukr rab ka ada rakhna bukhari padhne walon tum rukawat hai dari hogi kahi gham bhi to aayenge kahi tajir zameenon ke sapne dikhayenge zara khud ko bacha rakhna zara khud ko bacha rakhna bukhari padhne walon tum shukr rab ka ada rakhna bukhari padhne walon tum shukr rab ka ada rakhna bukhari padhne walon tum bada hai rasta mushkil magar manzil haseen yaro safar ki talkhiyon se tum kabhi darna nahi yaro mili nemat wafa rakhna mili nemat wafa rakhna bukhari padhne walon tum shukr rab ka ada rakhna bukhari padhne walon tum shukr rab ka ada rakhna bukhari padhne walon tum
jazakallahu khairan for that beautiful rendition. We now move on inshallah to the main item of today's program, and that is the Khatm al-Bukhari. Alhamdulillah, for the last 10 months or so, the students have been reading and have been studying the approximately 7,000 ahadiths of Bukhari Sharif. And today, inshallah, we will witness the final lesson being taught to them. What can a person say, or how can a person adequately or sufficiently describe that work or that monumental book which has earned the title of Asahul Kutub Ba'da Kitabillah, written by an author who has earned the title of Amiru Mu'minina fil Hadith? That is Bukhari Sharif. After the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is regarded as the most authentic book on the face of this earth, and it has been written by an author who has earned the title of Amirul Mu'minina fil Hadith, that person who is regarded as the leader of the believers in the field of Hadith. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayh spent approximately 50 years of the 62 years of his life in acquiring, in gathering, and in teaching the Mubarak Ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in this time, he traveled approximately 14,000 kilometers. Approximately 14,000 kilometers with the sole purpose of acquiring and attaining the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rahimahullahu imamana al-Bukhari rahmatan wasi'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower abundant blessings and mercy upon Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi. And let us understand and appreciate what is the value of this kitab. The author poet says, Sahihul Bukhari law ansafu لَمَا خُطَّ إِلَّا بِمَاءِ الذَّهَبِ. That if we have to be fair, or if we have to, without exaggerating, then in all fairness, it is safe to say that this Mubarak Kitab deserves to be written in gold. This Mubarak Kitab deserves to be written in gold. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him abundantly for the very, very great service that he has rendered to the ummah in preserving the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have today 10 students who will be completing the Bukhari Sharif, and I'll call out the names inshallah in no particular order. The first student is Hafiz Muhammad Amin, or Maulana Muhammad Amin Goga, the son of the late Maulana Suleiman Goga rahmatullahi alayhi, who passed away a few months ago. Maulana Usama Basa, the son of Haji Imran Basa of Clare Estate. Maulana Liaqat Sheikh, the son of Haji Abdul Qayyum Sheikh of Overport. Maulana Ahmed Muhammadi, the son of Haji Dr. Ashraf Muhammadi of Verulam. Maulana Abu Bakr Suleiman, the son of Haji Umar Farik Suleiman of Morningside. Maulana Sahal Mutala, the son of Haji Imran Mutala of Asheville. Maulana Ismail Suleiman, the son of Haji Ibrahim Suleiman of Overport. Maulana Muhammad Fakhruddin, the son of Haji Dr. Abdul Karim Fakhruddin of town. Maulana Abdul Muhammad Hashim, the son of Maulana Abdullah Hashim of Overport. And Maulana Talha Sidat, the son of Haji Muhammad Sidat of Ashifal. Inshallah, today's Bukhari Khatam will be conducted by Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ibrahim Besai Saab, Hafizahullah. Alhamdulillah, Mufti Saab requires no introduction. Mufti Saab is very, very famous, not only in our country, but around the world. Mufti Saab is the head of the Darul Iftar Al-Mahmoodiya in Sherwood. And Mufti Saab runs the famous website askimam.com. Alhamdulillah, Mufti Saab has been very, very kind to our madrasa. That over the last 3 years, Mufti Saab has taken out time from his very, very busy and tight schedule to dedicate some part of the day to teach a very, very large portion of Bukhari Sharif in our madrasa. So we call upon Hazrat Mufti Saab, inshallah, to conduct the dars.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وبالسند المتصل من أستاذنا الفاضل مفتي إبراهيم دساي إلى حفظه الله إلى الشيخ الحافظ الحجة أمير المؤمنين في الحديث أبي عبد الله محمد بن إسماعيل بن إبراهيم بن المغيرة البردزبة الجعفي البخاري رحمه الله ونفعنا بعلومه آمين أنه قال باب قول الله ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة وأن أعمال بني آدم وقولهم يوزن وقال مجاهد القسطاس العدل بالرومية ويقال القسط مصدر المقسط وهو العادل وأما القاسط فهو الجائر وبه إليه قال حدثنا أحمد بن إشكاب قال حدثنا محمد بن فضيل عن عمارة بن القعقاء عن أبي زرعة عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلمتان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الراحمون يرحمهم الرحمن تبارك وتعالى ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Beloved students, respected ulama, all the people that are in this program and all the people that are listening to this program, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've recited before you a hadith that is termed hadith musalsal bil awwaliyat. The definition of the hadith musalsal bil awwaliyat is that hadith wherein the ustad narrates the hadith as the first hadith to his student. The student in turn narrates that same hadith as the first hadith to his student, and that carries on up till today. In the beginning of the year, I have narrated this hadith as the first hadith to you. And I wish to repeat this hadith for the benefit of this gathering. I have permission of hadith musalsal bil awwaliyat from my spiritual guide and my ustad, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Hasan Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi and Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri sahab maddazilluhu. Both of them have permission of hadith for musalsal bil awwaliyat from Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi has permission of hadith musalsal bil awwaliyat from Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri rahmatullah alayhi has permission of hadith musalsal bil awwaliyat from Shaykh Abdul Qayyum Bodhanwi rahmatullah alayhi. And he has permission of hadith musalsal bil awwaliyat from Shah Muhammad Ishaq Saab rahmatullah alayh, and he has permission of hadith musalsal bil awwaliyat from Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullah alayh, and he has permission of hadith musalsal bil awwaliyat from Shah Waliyullah Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullah alayh. The sanad of Shah Waliyullah Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullah alayh is in his famous compilation Al Fazlul Mubin. Beloved students, one of the possible reasons the muhaddithin used to narrate this hadith as a first hadith to the audience, to the congregation, was the ummah faced various challenges as an ummah. They were in a state of despair and despondency. The muhaddithin, they used to narrate this hadith to instill positivity in the ummah. Remove the negativity and convert it into positivity. And this was a great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The meaning of this hadith is, Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhumur Rahman tabarak wa ta'ala. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, who is Rahman, Allah is most merciful, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, who is kind, Allah who is loving, Allah is compassionate, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala shows mercy to those people that show mercy to people. Irhamu man fil ard. Have mercy upon people on earth. The being in the skies, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will have mercy upon you. There is a great need for us to revive this great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of showing love, care and compassion to the ummah. Remove that negativity and instill positivity in the ummah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَدُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be soft to people. Be kind to people. Be loving to the people. Show the people love and compassion. If you are foul-mouthed, if you are hard-hearted, everybody around you will disperse and run away. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grants us a tawfiq and hidayat to show love, care and compassion and practice on this hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beloved students, graduating ulama, future stars of the ummah, future torchbearers of the ummah, and future mashayikh of the ummah. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given you the tawfiq to study ilm hadith. This is a very great ni'mat and bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi, he states, مَا أَعْلَمُ عَمَلًا أَفْضَلْ مِنْ طَلَبِ الْحَدِيثِ لِمَنْ أَرَادَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Any person that wants the recognition of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he wants the closeness to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi say, I do not know of any act greater and more virtuous than the act of searching hadith and studying hadith. Another muhaddith, Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi says, كِتَابَةُ حَدِيثٍ وَاحِدٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ صَلَاةِ اللَّيْلَةِ. To write just one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is more beloved to me than staying awake the entire night and engaging in the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Another muhaddith, Abu Zur'a, his name appears in this last hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Great muhaddith. When he had passed away, another muhaddith, Abu Abbas Muradi rahmatullahi, saw him in a dream and asked him, how did you fare with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Abu Zur'a rahmatullahi, he answered and he said, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told to me, inni utiya bittifl fa'amur bihi al-jannah. A child was brought to me, a child passed away, a child that is ma'asoom passed away. That child was presented to me and I told, put that child into Jannah. فَكَيْفَ بِمَنْ حَفِظَ sunan عَلَىٰ ibadi. What can we tell about that person that engages his life in teaching the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and passing over to Ummah? Another muhaddith, Abu Hafs ibn Abdullah, he saw Abu Zur'a in the dream and asked him, how did you fare with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? He said, I saw him in a dream. He is performing salat in the skies with the malaika. So I asked him, kaifa nilta haza? How did you get this high lofty position that you're in the skies reading salat with the malaika? Abu Zur'a replied, and he said, كَتَبْتُ بِيَدِي هَذَا أَلْفَ أَلْفَ حَدِيثٍ أَقُولُ فِيهِ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. With this hand of mine, I wrote thousands of hadiths, and every time I write a hadith, I say, صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Because of saying durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave me this position. Another muhaddith, Abdul Aziz Munziri Rahmatullah Ali. He states, Dakhalna al-Jannah. We enter into Jannah. Somebody saw him in the dream after that and mentioned, Dakhalna al-Jannah. We entered Jannah. Wa qabbalna yada Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We kissed the Mubarak hand of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, Abshir. Glad tidings. Kullu man katab yadihi qala Rasulullah fahuwa ma'ahu fil Jannah. Every person who writes a hadith and he says, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is with me in Jannah and paradise. Another muhaddith, Allama Tabari rahmatullah alayhi. He made the ziyarat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the dream. And he asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I heard a hadith. Naddar Allahu imran sami'a maqalati. فحفظها ووعاها وأدها كما سمع أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. The meaning of the hadith is that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala keeps the face of that person that engage in hadith fresh. He exerts himself in learning hadith, memorizes it, and passes it over to the ummah. May Allah keep the face of such a person fresh. Allama Tabari rahmatullah alayhi says, I asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, Anta qulta haza? Did you narrate this hadith? Allama Tabari says, Waqal yatahallal na'am. Nabi Kareem smiled and said, yes, that is my hadith. A person engaged in hadith, teaching hadith, acquiring hadith, Allah keeps his face fresh. And the faith of a person teaching hadith is the faith of a jannati. Look at the hadith, نَدَّرَ اللَّهُ إِمْرَانِ. And look at the description of a jannati, تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَدْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala preserve people that are engaged in the dars of hadith. Bara ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, many Sahaba came to Madinatul Munawwara. Before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, summa qadima Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-Madina. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinah Munawwara. And he explains, فَمَا رَأَيْتُ أَهْلَ الْمَدِينَةِ فَرِحُوا بِشَيْءٍ فَرْحَهُمْ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I did not see the people of Madinah Munawwara so happy as much as the day when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Madinatul Munawwara. For the student of hadith, nothing and nothing at all, no building, no car, no bank balance, nothing should make you more happier than getting one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, Ma shamimtu miskan, ما شممت عرفا قط أطيب من عرف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. I did not smell any fragrance more sweeter than the fragrance that emitted from the Mubarak body of Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. When the fragrance from the Mubarak body of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم superseded all fragrances, imagine the hadith and the fragrance of the hadith that emitted from the Mubarak mouth of Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayh very beautifully encapsulates it in two couplets. And he says, كَأَنَّمَا اللُّؤْلُؤُ الْمَكْنُونُ فِي صَدَفْ مِن مَعْدَنَي مَنْتِقْ وَمُبْتَسِمِ. Who is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is like a hidden pearl in an oyster of two minds. One mind, he paints a picture of the Mubarak face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The smile of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mind in itself, and the speech of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mind in itself. And only pearls coming out from the Mubarak face of Mubarak mouth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La tiba ya'dil durban dhamma a'zamuhu. Tuba li muntashiqin minhu wa multasimi. Allama Busairi further says, how fortunate is that person, Mubarak Baad to that person, who goes and touches, or he smells the dust of the Rose Mubarak. How fortunate is that person? And I say to a student of Hadith, when a person who touches the dust of the Rose Mubarak, smells the dust of the Rose Mubarak, what about that student of Hadith who tasted the ahadiths that emanated from Mubarak heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How much more worthy of Mubarak Baad is such a person? Beloved students, I extend my Mubarak Baad to you. You have exerted yourself. You made sacrifices. A great achievement you have made. Never ever suffer an inferiority complex. Don't ever think that one of my friends is in college, university, he's got this degree and that degree. I wasted my time. You did not waste your time. You have made a great investment for your akhirat. And with that, I want to give Mubarak Baad and congratulate the parents, all your parents who have made all the efforts and sacrifices, your family members, your grandparents, your asatiza, who have invested in you for you to bring you to this point of in your life. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept it and grant you all the khair and barakah for the sacrifices you have made. Beloved students, this is the last tarjumatul bab and the last hadith of the last kitab of Bukhari Sharif, Kitabut Tawheed. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi commences Bukhari Sharif, the first kitab, Kitabul Iman. In Kitabul Iman, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi explained the concept of Iman being basit or Iman being murakkab. Does Iman comprise of one component or does Iman comprise of many components? And according to Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, Iman is murakkab. And he stated in the first line of Kitabul Iman, Al-Iman qawlun wa fa'lun yazid wa yanqus. Iman comprises of many components. Primarily, tasdeeq bil qalb. To testify from your heart, yaqeen, conviction in Almighty Allah and submit to Allah. To proclaim that from your mouth. And to bring, translate everything into action. And then, for the next 40 babs, 40 lessons in Kitabul Iman, including the incident of Hiraqal, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, gives lessons of how one can increase his Iman. Do this, do that, do this, do that. 40 lessons of Iman. And then he concludes Kitabul Iman with the incident of the death of Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a governor in Kufa. In the 50th year after Hijrah, when a plague broke out in Kufa, in the 50th year after Hijrah, Mughira ibn Shu'bah, as a governor of Kufa, passed away in the plague. Jarir ibn Abdullah Bajali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went up on a minbar of the masjid of Kufa and he addressed the congregation and he told to them, your Amir has passed away. Istaghfiru li amirikum fa innahu kana yuhibbul afwa. Your Amir has passed away. He liked to forgive people. Y'all also, your big dwarf istighfar for him. Imam Bukhari completes Kitabul Iman. And prior to that, at the ending of Babun Kayfa Kana Badul Wahi, he gives the insult of Hiraqal, the Roman king. He also proclaimed Iman. Not that he didn't proclaim Iman. When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to Tabuk, he wrote a letter to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and a Muslim. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, Kazaba Aduwullah. You are a liar. Imam Bukhari presents these two incidents. The insult of Hiraqal and the insult of Mughira ibn Shu'bah. Don't only proclaim iman. Translate it to action. Be true. Allah knows about it. Don't be like Hirakal, be like Mughira ibn Shaba. Translate your iman into action and die in the state of iman. And then, throughout Bukhari Sharif, first volume, second volume, you know, the second Bab of Bukhari Sharif, Bab Umurul Iman. Seven aspects of iman, he spreads it out throughout Bukhari Sharif. And then, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah concludes Bukhari Sharif with Kitab al-Tawheed. Iman and Tawheed, both of them are the same in one thing. Iman is Tawheed, Tawheed is Iman. But Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, the ending of Kitab al-Tawheed, he wants to convey a very important lesson and message to the Ummah. One is the Tawheed of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And one is the Tawheed of Firqa Batila. The Murji'ah, they also believe in Tawheed, oneness of Allah. Jahmiyyah, they also believed in Tawheed, in the oneness of Almighty Allah. But the concept of Tawheed was incorrect. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi refutes the Murji'ah sect, the Jahmiyyah sect. They believe in the oneness of Allah, but they did not attribute sifat to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and qualities to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They believe that if you attribute qualities to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that leads to ta'addud ilah and that leads to plurality. And according to them, that was kufr and shirk. We, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we believe in the zat of Allah and we also believe in the sifat of Allah. And it is through the qualities of Allah, we have the ma'rifat and the recognition of Allah. And then right at the ending of Bukhari Sharif, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi refutes the Mu'tazila sect. They do not believe in the physical concept of weighing actions and a'mal. According to them, that weighing the actions, it is actually an expression of the adl and the justice of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we believe that in the physical concept of the weighing of actions in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which is clearly mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. Whatever the case may be, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, at the ending in Kitab al-Tawheed, convey the message to the Ummah. One is Iman, one is Tawheed. Believe in the oneness of Allah. Look after your aqidah. Look after your belief. We are from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. There are many people that will claim oneness of Allah. Many people that claim they are on the correct and the right path. Nowadays, there are many hawks around. Many eagles around. They want to snatch your iman away. Sometimes with beautiful speech, sometimes with beautiful literature, be very careful. When you come across any speech, any literature, you are not sure, refer to your ulama, is this the aqidah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, أَتَعَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي كَمَا أَتَعَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ هَذْوَ النَّعْلَ بِالنَّعْلِ حَتَّى أَنْ كَانَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَتَىٰ أُمَّهُ عَلَانِيَةً لَكَانَ فِي أُمَّتِي مَنْ يَسْنَعُ ذَلِكَ وَتَفَرَّقَتْ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَىٰ 72 مِلَّةٍ وَتَفْتَرِقُ أُمَّتِي عَلَىٰ 73 مِلَّةٍ كُلُّهُمْ فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا مِلَّةً وَاحِدَةً قَالُوا مَا هِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ وَأَصْحَابِي. There will be 70, the previous nations, they also divided different sects, deviated sects. And in my ummah, there also be the people that will be deviated. And if in the past, there were anyone that committed an evil, immoral act with their own mother, in my ummah also, there will be a person that will commit that evil and immoral act with their own mother. In the age of technology, we hear about it and we understand it. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that Banu Israel, they deviated into 72 different sects. My ummah, 73, only one will be saved. Sahaba were concerned about the iman, dying in the state of iman. Ya Rasulallah, who are those people that will go into Jannah and save themselves from Jahannam? Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned, follow my path and the path of my Sahaba. Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. And this is what we are. Imam Bukhari conveyed the message after completing, in complete Bukhari Sharif, look after your aqidah, look after your belief. Let us proceed with the kitab, and thereafter, we'll make some concluding remarks. Babu Qawlillah, wanada'ul mawadhin al-qista liyawm al-qiyamah. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi present the ayat of the Quran Kareem, that we will present, we will place the scales of justice on the day of Qiyamah. وَأَنَّ أَعْمَالَ بَنِي آدَمْ وَقَوْلَهُمْ يُوزًا. The actions and your statements all will be weighed in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We must be very, very careful. What we do, what we say, be very careful. Everything will be weighed in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And you should also maintain consistency with your qawl and your amal. لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why do you say one thing and do something else? And therefore Imam Bukhari mentioned, أَعْمَالَ بَنِي آدَمْ وَقَوْلَهُمْ يُوزًا. Consistency with your actions and your qawl, especially for the ulama. He further mentioned, وَقَالَ مُجَاهِدْ الْقُسْتَاثِ الْعَدْلُ بِالْرُومِيَّةِ. Although Imam Bukhari rahmatullah refers to being a Roman word, but I want to take you to a sixth hadith of Bukhari Sharif. The incident of Hiraqal, he proclaimed iman, but there was no consistency between his iman and his amal. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah he says, make adal. Be true, be just. What you proclaim and what you do, make sure there's consistency and you synchronize in it. Imam Bukhari quotes Mujahid, Mujahid ibn Jabr, student of Abdullah ibn Abbas. It is stated about him, he presented the Quran al-Kareem 30 times to Abdullah ibn Abbas. And one statement, 3 times. 30 times hifzan and 3 times tafsir word by word from the beginning to end, entire Quran al-Kareem 3 times in front of Abdullah ibn Abbas. Such a great muhaddith he was. And a mufassir. Further, Imam Bukhari, you did throughout Bukhari Sharif, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah had a flair for literacy. He had a flair for literacy. And there he goes, and he says, what you call al-qist mazdarul muqsit. Qist is from Sulasi Mujarrad. Muqsit is from Sulasi Mazid Fi. So how can qist be a masdar of muqsit, which masdar is al-iqsat? But Imam Bukhari rahmat indicates that this is masdarul masdar. And he further mentions, qist wa huwa al-adil wa amma al-qasid fa huwa al-ja'ir. Remember one statement, qist with a kasra, it comes in the meaning of adal. And qast with a fath comes in the meaning of oppression. أمر الله بالقسط ونهى الله عن القسط. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi present the very last hadith with his sanad. Hadith Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Before doing the tarjumah of this hadith, let me explain the psychological approach of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم in explaining the hadith. One is i'lam and one is a'mal. One is to educate someone and one is to make somebody practice on what you educate the person. A'mal maqsood hai, i'lam maqsood nahi hai. One is to educate and one is to make a person practice. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam adopted an approach where people would practice on the hadith. And here, before presenting the virtue of this hadith, of this zikr, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first drew the psychological approach of the individual, of the ummah. And therefore he says, kalimatani habibatani ila ar-Rahman. First mention the virtues. Two statements. Immediately somebody listened. What are the two statements? And that's coming out from the Mubarak mouth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah the Rasul is telling us two statements. And Allah the Rasul is telling us, habibatan ila ar-Rahman. These two statements are beloved to Allah. Immediately drew the attention of the Sahaba. What else after that? If something is very beloved, probably you have to pay a very high price for it. No, khafifatani ala al-lisan. It's very easy. Light on the tongue, not difficult to do. Immediately, it drew more attention to a Sahaba. That if something is so beloved, so easy to do, then Nabi Sahib further explained, if something is very easy to do, maybe the reward will also be light. No, ثَقِيلَتَانِ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. It is very, very weighty on the scales. First, Nabi Sahib presented the virtue before presenting the act. You created a shock in the individual, the desire in the individual. Now everybody's ears are attentive. What are those two statements? So beloved to Allah. Light on the tongue, heavy on the scales. Now Nabi Sam presented it after he made the heart fertile to accept. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanallahi al-azim, subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanallahi al-azim, subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanallahi al-azim. That is why, according to the tarqib, and this is for the academic discussion for the students, kalimatani habibatani ila ar-Rahman, khafifatani ala al-lisan, faqilatani fil mizan. Many of them regarded it as khabre muqaddam, subhanallahi wa bi'amdihi, subhanallah al-azim, mubtada mu'akhar. But Ibn Humam says that no, this is mubtada and khabar. The question, if it is mubtada and khabar, then mubtada can't be nakira. But when it is mawsuf sifat three times, it is equivalent to a ma'rifah. Beloved students, when we finish our business, we tie up loose ends. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi completed Bukhari Sharif, Al-Jami' al-Sahih. And throughout Bukhari Sharif, you saw the link from the beginning of the kitab, end of the kitab. From one kitab to the next kitab. And from the beginning right up till the end, everything is synchronized. Whether that was the purpose of Imam Bukhari or not, we don't know. But however, it appears this kitab is purely an ilhami kitab. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants you to do something and make you do something, Allah will guide you in such a way that everything automatically will be synchronized. Attach yourself to Allah for the pleasure of Allah. Allah will guide you in every aspect of your life. Imam Bukhari commences Kitab al-Iman and he finishes off Kitab al-Tawheed. There's a link between Iman and Tawheed. The only Iman is accepted is Tawheed, and the only Tawheed is accepted is Iman. The first hadith of Bukhari Sharif, innama al-amalu bin-niyat. Lesson of ikhlas, sincerity and lillahiyat. But the last hadith of Bukhari Sharif, thaqilatani fil mizan. Imam Bukhari links up hadith innama al-amalu bin-niyat with thaqilatani fil mizan. To the extent you have ikhlas and sincerity and lillahiyat, to the extent your actions will be heavier. The third link, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, he commences Bukhari Sharif with Al-Humaydi. The root word of which is Hamd, praise of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Humaydi, it is Tazghir, small form of Hamd. When he completes Bukhari Sharif, he completes it with another narrator, Ahmad ibn Ashqab. You comment with hamd and you complete with hamd. Like alhamdu fil ula wal akhirah. That fourth link between the beginning of the kitab and the ending of the kitab. The first hadith of Bukhari Sharif is gharib. You all did? Two types of ahadithes, mutawatir and ahad. And under ahad, you get mashhur, aziz and gharib. The first hadith of Bukhari Sharif is gharib. The last hadith of Bukhari Sharif is also gharib. One is an academic difference, a definition of gharib. And one meaning of gharib is to be a traveler. Musafir. Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib. Be in this world as though you are a traveler. And most importantly, Allah speaks about three cycles in life. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min da'f, summa ja'ala min ba'di da'fin quwwa, summa ja'ala min ba'di quwwatin da'fa wa shayba. Three cycles of life. You were a child, youth, old age. Life carries on. Nobody remained a child. Nobody remained a youth. You carry on to old age. Remember, don't get stuck with your nafs. Allah speaks about three aspects of our nafs. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ لَا أُقْسِمُ بِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ. And then, يَا أَيَّتُ النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ. Three cycles of life and also three type of our nafs. Just as our life carries on, we are traveling. Likewise, make sure in our nafs we should also travel. Move away from nafs al-ammara to nafs al-lawwama and mutma'inna. And the last link of Bukhari Sharif is the first hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Imam Bukhari quotes the hadith of hijrat. My Shaykh, Hadhrat Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri Sahab, Madda Zilluhu, he said, one is hijrat anil watan. You make hijrat from your country. In the beginning state of Islam, making hijrat from Makkah to Medina was compulsory. But after the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, that got abrogated. One is to make hijrat from your country to be able to easily practice of iman. And one is hijrat anil masiyah. Make hijrat from your guna. Make hijrat from your bad and evil sins. Don't have any enjoyment in guna and sins. And when you make hijrat anil masiyah, now the only thing that you'll enjoy is zikr ilahi, subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanallahi al-azim. Allah tabaraka grant us tawfiq. And Allah Ta'ala grant us hidayat to practice on this hadith and all the hadiths of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beloved students, in conclusion, when I was studying in Dabel and I completed my iftar course and I haven't yet completed, I'm still learning in the way. I went with my notebook to my beloved ustad and teacher, Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri Sahab Madda Zilluhu, and I requested Hazrat, I did all these practices of fatawa, there's my book, and I want you to give me some advice or some nasihat, and I wish and you desire that you write it in my book with your own hands. So Hazrat mentioned 10 advices, and very briefly, I want to share that advice with you before I conclude. The first advice, har kaam mein Allah Ta'ala ke samne jawab dahi ka ehsaas rahe. Har kaam mein Allah Ta'ala ke samne jawab dahi ka ehsaas rahe. In everything that you do, be conscious of hisab and accountability in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We are not free to do whatever we want to do. Our responsibility is our consciousness of answering Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in the court of Allah. And for that, the first hadith of Bukhari Sharif comes in mind, ikhlas, sincerity. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, when he prepared his Mu'atta Imam Malik, somebody told him, why did you prepare this Mu'atta? Ibn Abi Zi'ib is also a muhaddith. He already prepared the Mu'atta. What was the need for you to prepare this Mu'atta? He mentioned a very profound statement. مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ بَقِيَةً. Ma kana lillah baqiya. Whatever you do for the ridwan and the pleasure of Allah, that will remain. I did this for the pleasure of Allah. If Allah accepts it, it will remain. Up till today, Mu'tah Imam Malik has been taught in the kitab. Second advice. Har nau ke maasi se bachne ka khususi ehtimam ho. Saath hi toba wa istighfar kabhi. Stay away from all forms of guna, all forms of sins, and at the same time, make tawbah and istighfar. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, he wrote a letter to one of his students titled Ayyuhal Walad. Ayyuhal Walad. Oh my son. In that, he mentioned a very profound statement. That knowledge, that ilm, that cannot stop you from committing guna and sins, that knowledge will not save you from the punishment of the qabr. Third advice, huququl ibad ki adaigi ka khususi ihtimam ho, kisi ke saath intiqami karwai hargiz na ho. Always be conscious of the rights of people. Be sensitive. Don't hurt anyone's feelings. And never ever revenge. Imam Bukhari had mentioned in Kitabul Iman, among things that increase the iman and among things that decrease the iman, he quoted one hadith, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. A Muslim is that person where you don't hurt somebody with your tongue and with your hand. Don't cause taklif to anyone. You cause taklif to anyone, your iman will decrease. Fourth advice, deen ka kaam karne ka har waqt khiyar rahe ke yahi asal kaam hai. Always engage yourself in making khidmat of deen. This is the main work. This is the main objective. And for that, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he once sent his son Ali and Ikrama, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Go to Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu, great illustrious sahabi, he had a farm. He was engaged in his farm. It's a worldly thing, earning his income. So Ali and Ikrama, student of Abdullah ibn Abbas, they went to Abu Sayyid Khudri requesting him to narrate some hadiths. He immediately left his worldly engagement. There was a taqada, there was a need. He left his worldly engagement and immediately started teaching hadith to Ali and Ikrama. Many of our students, sometimes you need to earn a worldly income. You need to look after your affairs, but with that, do not forget making dini khidmat. In any capacity, you have to earn your income, you have to live your life, but at the same time, also engage in dini khidmat. Fifth advice, talib-e dunya mein inhimaq, har ghaflat wa maasiyat ki bunyad hai. To be engrossed in this world, it is a root cause of all guna and all sins. Greed is a very, very bad thing. And remember, need to draw a line between a need and a want. Not every need is a want and not every want is a need. You fulfill your need, but you don't have to go beyond the need and get your wants. Draw a line. Sixth advice, apne asatidha wa mashayikh se taalluq baki rakhe. Apne asatidha wa mashayikh se taalluq baki rakhe. I heard the beautiful advices of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Magda Badazilluhu. He also emphasized on this point. Keep your taluk with your asatiza. And with that, Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi, Khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali, he mentioned three things. You want ilm, you get it from the kitabs. You want barakat, practice. But if you want the ruh, you want the spirit, you want the essence of ilm, then you stay in the sohbat of your ulama and your mashayikh. Seventh advice, ishaat-e ilm-e deen ka silsila jari rehna chahiye. Always be engage yourself, propagate in the propagation of deen. Engage yourself in that. Somebody must benefit through me. Somebody must get hidayat through me. Somebody's life must change. Somebody's namaz must come into somebody's life. That is my fikr and that is my concern. When Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullah alayhi, he was in many, many prisons, but when he was in one prison in Muradabad, So Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali went to visit him and asked him, in prison, aajkal kya mashghala hai? What are you doing nowadays? In prison, he was a Shaykh al-Hadith, well known. Mona Hussein Madini Sahib mentioned, but Nurani Qaida Baghdadiya parhata hu. In prison, great Shaykh al-Hadith, his fikr was, how the next person can benefit from me? If the prisoners don't know how to read Quran, let me teach Quran to them. Let me teach them Ali Bata. Don't only worry about teaching Bukhari Sharif. One person came to Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi and told, Hazrat, I was given Jild-e-Awwal Bukhari. They took it away, gave me Jild-e-Sani. I feel humiliated. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, amazing personality. When Imam Bukhari wrote it, Bukhari Sharif, not that when he wrote the first Jild, his position was higher. When he wrote second Jild, his position was lower. Eighth advice, sulaha wa dindar logo ki musahabat rakhna chahiye. Stay in the company of the pious people. Stay in the company of the pious people, especially for the fitna that is around us. Attach yourself with them. Kunu ma'a sadiqeen. And especially for the ulama. 8 years, 10 years you studied. You learned many, many terminologies. You probably may have learned what is sidq, what is zahad, what is taqwa. Everything you might have learned. But now is the time for you to taste it. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, somebody told him, Hazrat, he was well known for his ilm, for his faqahat. He was known for to be the Abu Hanifa of the time. Somebody told him, Hazrat, what did you see in Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi that you took bay'at on his hands? And in fact, in those days, that he probably studied only up till Shara Waqaya or some kitab, not complete alim. What did you see in him that you took bay'at on his hand? You're such a great alim. He mentioned, whilst I was studying, I learned the name of some sweet meats, some mitais. You get the name of certain mitais, sweet meats. Laddu, magad, barfi. I learned the name of sweet meats. I learned what, I heard the name taqwa. I learned the name truthfulness, zuhad, abstinence. But it only after I took bay'at on the hands of Haji Imdadullah, I actually tasted the reality of all this. There's a great need for us. Don't confine yourself to verbal proclamations, but translate it now into action. Number 9, mutalaa kutub ka silsila jari rahe, ke yahi ilmi munasabat baki rahegi. Maintain your academic link with your kitabs. Don't leave it out. You finish your Bukhari Sharif here, don't read Subhanallah, Bihamdi, Subhanallah, Adi for the last time, and then that's the end of it. You never see it again. And beloved students, I want to emphasize on one point very quickly before I conclude. When you maintain your academics, there will be a'tidal and balance in you. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had 3 missions. Yatlu alayhim ayati. Through recitation of the Quran Kareem, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do da'wat and tabligh. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to cleanse and purify the people from aqidah and bad habits. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ Teaching and educating the people. These are the 3 missions of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Take part in each one of the 3 missions of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if you cannot actively involve yourself in all 3, at least support the other 2 that you are involved. Support the other 2 beside the one you actively engage in. If a person engages in da'wat and tabligh, but you support ta'lim and tazkiyah, it will enhance the work of da'wat and tabligh. If you engage in ta'lim and ta'allum, don't think this is the only thing and the other 2 are not important. Support the work of da'wat and tabligh. Support the work of the khanqah as well. It will enhance your work in ta'lim. And those that are in the khanqah as well, if you engage in tasawwuf, islah, support ta'lim and ta'allum and tabligh, it will help you enhance. And when we complement one another, that is when i'tidal will come. Don't adopt a negligent approach or an extremist approach. A negligent approach is an approach of the Yahud, غير المغضوب عليهم. And an extremist approach, don't be an extremist. That's the approach of the Nasara, ولا الضالين. We make every day in our namaz, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Adopt i'tidal and balance, and this is a great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And lastly, نزاع و فساد سے دور رہے. Stay away from fights. Stay away from disputes. That kills the person's ruhaniyat and it kills your spirituality. You engage with a fight with someone and now you're reading namaz. You're going to ruku, you think of what I'm going to say to that person. You're going to sajda, you think of what, how that person attacked me, what I'm going to tell him. Are you making ruku? Are you making sajda? Stay away from fight and disputes. Maintain your ruhaniyat and the spirituality. And with that, you need a lot of tolerance. I'll conclude with just one incident. When I qualified and came, so we were staying in Stenga at that time. When you newly qualified, and especially I'm addressing our young, newly qualified ulama, a lot of josh. There's a lot of fire in you. Learn to control yourself. I qualified, I came home, and I told my mother, she was in the kitchen one day, I told her, you know, we saw normally in our houses, in the kitchens, there's a lot of crockery, cups and saucers, more than the need. So I told my mother, Ma, keep whatever you want, give other way, give it away in sadaqah and charity. She said, Handu sadaqah me de de wanu? I said, no, whatever you need, keep it, the remaining give it away in sadaqah and charity. So, she kept on telling me, Ibrahim, ilam che hilam ni male. Ibrahim, ilam che hilam ni male. I thought to myself, what is my mother saying me, that I don't have hilam? I studied Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, Abu Dawud, everything I studied. My mother doesn't even know 1/10 of that. How come I don't have hilam? I went up in the bedroom. In the bedroom I saw that there's a lot of blankets, godrus and pillows. So I told Ma, I be sadaqa my deidio. I be deidio one. Give this also in sadaqa. Yes, she kept quiet. You know, elderly people, they know how to make your islah. They give you below the belt. So I was teaching in Spingo Beach in Madrasa Talimuddin. I got married and so I invited my parents to come to the house. So I bought a set of furniture. You have that cupboard for the male, you have the cupboard for the female. In between you have that mirror. So I brought my mother home. I took her around the house. I told Ma, you know, I bought this furniture now. She asked me, how many of you are staying in the house? I told her, no, it's me and her wife, you just think that. She said, ek kabat kafi che biju sadka mai de diyo. See, so remember, you have tolerance in you, have hilm in you. La halima illa zu asra wa la hakima illa zu tajaba. Have hilm, have tahammul in you. And lastly, Hazrat mentioned, ahkar ke liye dua-e khair farmate rahe, that make dua for me. Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Sahib said, make dua for me. And I also conclude, requesting every one of you to also make dua for me. Make dua, Allah grant every one of us husna khatima. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Usually the person who teaches the kitab, ustad, is ان کا حق دعا کرنا. لیکن خیر محبت نے انہوں نے فرما دیا. حضرت should say one of the advantages of reading namaz jamaat is our namaz is not according to Allah Ta'ala's expectation, but someone in the jamaat is someone who is so close to Allah Ta'ala that through him Allah accepts others' namaz. Likewise, I got the same thing in mind. We start making dua, but inshallah in our jamaat there is someone who is definitely more close to Allah Ta'ala. They say, look all same, but don't think they're all same. Someone is in the arsh and someone in the farsh. You cannot make out that Allah Ta'ala hidden two things. One is who's most closest to Allah Ta'ala kept it secretly. And the one who's more, Allah does not like, that also Allah Ta'ala kept it secretly. So you may be thinking everyone sitting here, but you don't know who is most closer to Allah Ta'ala. So to the barakah of that person, inshallah, Allah will accept our dua. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina adhaban. Rabbana zalamna anfusana, wa illam taghfir lana, wa tarhamna, lanakunanna min al-khasirin. فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما ولحقني بالصالحين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من المهديين واجعلنا من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وصحبه برحمتك يا أرحم
In conclusion, my dear brothers, we'd like to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for helping us throughout this madrasa year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to bring this madrasa year, the teaching of the kutub, of the kitabs, to an end. We are very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, and we'd like to thank each one of you today for taking out your time and gracing us with your presence in this mubarak gathering. We'd like to thank our senior ulama, our akabir, for also attending and gracing us with their presence. And on behalf of the madrasa, we'd like to request du'as from every one of you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the efforts of the asatiz of the madrasa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the efforts of the students of the madrasa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our madrasa running with afiyah, with goodness, with khair, with barakah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and the ummah from all difficulties and hardship. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.